We've stayed, and Parson in 27 for 38 years that we're there. It got to be a point in time where Shell took over from ARCO. We went from Atlantic Richfield to ARCO, and ARCO got bought out by Shell. Shell steadily increased our rent to where the rent was $8,000 a month. We worked like dogs, and we earned money to make the rent. Once they pulled the rent, because they took the money out automatically from the checking account, it went all the way down to zero. We worked like dogs all month, and then it went up. I made a conscious decision that after 38 years, we'd have to close up the station. At that point, Richie and I closed up the station. We sold off all the stuff. We sold the tow trucks at a substantial loss. We sold the tools, the equipment at a substantial loss. And then we had to go out and get jobs. Richie got a job delivering tires for BC Tire, and I got a job in security working for Middlesex Tobacco in Perth Amboy for the Katz family. I stayed there for 3 or 4 years. I really enjoyed working for the Katz family. After that, the Katz family went belly up, and one day he came out and said, "Morris, this is the last day you'll be working because we're closing up." I was very saddened at that happening to them, because they were a very, very nice family, and I enjoyed working there. I left, and I was out of work for a while, and I decided I would stay in security, and I looked in the paper for jobs, and I went to work for a security outfit that worked, that had a contract in Perth Amboy for food company. And I went and I worked for them for about 3 years, until the woman that I worked for in security got very abusive. But as it turned out, the company wanted to make a change and personnel, because at the post that I worked at, the people would come in and I'd have to look even in the women's bags when they left the premises, that they weren't taking anything out or any food out. So they wanted to make a change. Instead of saying, "Morris, we want to make a change and we're going to have to put you someplace else," she just got very abusive to me. And I said, "Okay, I'm leaving." And I went to leave the position and gave notice. And my big mistake was that I gave her written notice. And she used that against me when I tried to collect unemployment. She offered me another job later on, the day before I was ready to leave, And she said she had another post that she could give me in Saraville. So I went to Saraville and I looked, and it was a Middlesex authority, which was a sewage authority. And it smelled there, and I would have to be handling papers and there would maybe be bacteria on that. And I couldn't bring that home because during the course of the time that I had the station and left, Bonnie had a transplant, and we thought that we were going to lose her. And I loved her very much. And she was in the hospital, and she didn't want to get the heart transplant. And I said, oh, please, and I started to cry. And Bonnie said, I'll do it for you. And I really wanted to say, do it for yourself. But as long as she was going to do it, I let her do it. And we went to the hospital the day of the transplant. Well, let me regress. I was going to the hospital while she was there, and she was in ICU. And she used to call me up at night, and I used to run back to the hospital and keep her company and then come home and wasn't getting much sleep. And then one night I came home and a phone rang, and the nurse practitioner said, we have a heart for your wife. Come over. I called Audrey, Donna, Gerald, and Barbara, and we all headed over for the hospital. We got to the hospital, and Bonnie was in the ICU, and they were preparing Bonnie to get the heart transplant. And when Bonnie got the heart transplant, we were there all night, and we saw her before she went in, and Dr. Anderson did the transplant, and we were all very emotional, her going in. And she went in, and they made the transplant, and she did very well. And we were all very happy. And Kevin and Glenn and Donna and Audrey and myself were all at the hospital. And then we were very much relieved. And we couldn't see her till the next day. And then going in to see her the next day, she was in an ICU, and I went in to see her, and when I took a look at her, I cried. I said, what did I put this woman through? I don't know till this day whether I made a mistake or I did good by her getting a transplant and going through all that time. And I want all my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to know that woman never, ever complained about her hurting or anything else, even up to the time that she was passing. She never, ever said, I am hurting. I don't feel well. She did well. She was a rock It was unbelievable that she was a rock. Anyway, I couldn't take the job in Sarasota because of the bacteria. I told the woman that I couldn't take the job and I couldn't bring home that bacteria. I tried to collect unemployment, and I went on unemployment, and I think I was collecting for 6 months, and she put a stop to it and sued me, and I lost, and I had to pay back unemployment $6,000. No matter what I tried, we got a lawyer, and I couldn't win.